Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A not-so-happy place. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Type happy/science.org into your web browser, a sleek website awaits you. Geometrical designs swirl around a splashy blue background, advertising a course in January called Making Your Way to True Salvation. Other videos also flash across the screen, mostly anime from HS Pictures Studio. You'd think it was just another New Age organization promoting meditation and spirituality. But the Happy Science organization is, like its name, much more sinister. And for the celebrity seances, death threats, and COVID-19 cures, this organization has been called Japan's strangest cult. Today we're talking about the religious group, some say, known as Happy Science. It all began on July 15th, 1986. It was then that a man named Ryuho Okawa resigned from his position at Tomen Corporation, an earlier branch of the Toyota company, to start a new project. And oh, what a project it would be. Okawa, born on July 7th, 1956, grew up with the name Takashi Nagakawa. He didn't become Okawa till the 80s, but we'll call him Okawa for now, for simplicity's sake. Okawa grew up not very religious in a strict middle-class family that was more into a vague sense of spiritualism, if anything. Until middle school, Okawa said his dad, copy editor Tadayoshi Nagakawa, was the most important influence in his life, and he somehow turned. He got very into religion and God and kind of sampled and followed lots of different religions, including the Christian church and a new Japanese sect at the time called Seiko Nole, which is a monotheistic, nature-based organization that still exists today. Nakagawa later became a follower of Shinji Takahashi, leader of the religious organization God Light Association. During his, we'll call it religion hopping, Nagakawa lectured his middle school-age son on all kinds of things, including Kantian philosophy and Marxism. Despite his dad's lectures, Okawa was not a good student and struggled both with school and his weight. Being overweight was something he desperately wanted to change and obsessed over as a teenager. But Okawa had big dreams, and a lot of these dreams, along with his father's religious zealotry, carried him through the tougher points of his childhood. Okawa was sure he was destined to be a scholar or a diplomat for greatness in the upper crust of Japanese society, not a struggling kid who felt stupid, overweight, or ugly. It was at that point, around high school, that Okawa realized he had to step it up, studying more, learning English, playing sports, and becoming generally more outgoing. Eventually, Okawa became president of his high school student union and editor of the school newspaper. In 1975, Okawa failed the entrance exam for Tokyo University, but after deferring a year, he was finally accepted into the university's liberal arts division. At Tokyo University, Okawa had another wave of feeling like an outcast, feeling the culture shock of a new context. He complained about being rejected by girls and was jarred by the secularism of university life. But his second year went a little better. In Okawa's words, it became, quote, the first stage in the awakening of wisdom. Okawa modeled his days after Immanuel Kant, one of his favorite philosophers. At 3 p.m., he would take a walk while writing poetry. At 5 p.m., he would go to the local bathhouse and stay there for an hour thinking about his day. On his way home, he would stop for a cheap meal and buy 2 books at a local bookstore. From 8:30 to 9:30 p.m., he would read, then drink tea, and then read again, philosophy mostly, usually the works of Plato and Japanese philosopher Kitaro Nishida. Presumably he had class before 3 p.m., but it was college and, well, who's to say. Also buying 2 books a day? Sure. In 1981, before graduating, Okawa claimed he experienced contact with the divine spirit, a moment he calls Buddha enlightenment. Here's how it went down. One day, Okawa had a sudden feeling that a person was trying to communicate with him. He grabbed a pencil and a card. His hand started to move on his own and wrote, good news on the card. Okawa asked whomever was communicating with him to identify themselves, and then his hand spelled Nikko. Okawa interpreted Nikko to be Nikko Shonin, one of the disciples of Nichiren, a Buddhist priest and philosopher Okawa had been reading about during his nighttime reading sessions. A week later, the spirit of Nichiren himself started contacting Okawa. And again, I'm saying a lot of Japanese names here. Hopefully I am getting them right. Apologies if I am a little bit off. Okawa and Nichiren, they then communicated every day from March to July 1981. That was his first day at Tomen, his post-collegiate job. Okawa asked the spirit what he should do with his life. The spirit replied, "Love others, nurture others, and forgive others." This message later became the basis of Okawa's teachings about love. And that's pretty sweet in and of itself and doesn't seem to be hurtful or cultish. So Okawa got a job at a company that would later become Toyota, but the communication with the dead priests and philosophers did not stop. And in fact, more joined in. In June of 1981, the religious leader Shinji Takahashi's spirit told Okawa his destiny was to found a new religion. And don't worry, during this time, Okawa's father, the most influential figure in his life, was getting even closer to his son. When he heard the news that his son had been spiritually called by the legend Takahashi himself, Tadayoshi Nakagawa went to Tokyo and immediately joined the following of Shinji Takahashi. In August of 1982, Okawa was sent to Tomen's U.S. headquarters at the World Trade Center in New York for training. He took an English course at Berlitz Language School but dropped out abruptly, as a Taiwanese classmate who spoke fluent English gave him violent panic attacks. His English inferiority to the student made it impossible for Okawa to continue in the class. It was at that point that Ryuho Okawa's spiritual visitations hit a fever pitch. He was talking to the likes of Confucius, Jesus Christ, Moses, and Nostradamus. Okawa and his dad would tape these visitations, with Nakagawa sitting in as the spiritual leader and Okawa interviewing him. These sessions were transcribed and given to the religious publisher Chobunsha for widespread publication. Okawa hoped these sessions would prove to the world that spirits exist and that you can talk to them, or at least he could talk to them. Okawa's first 13 books, published from 1985 to 1987, consisted of these spiritual messages. The first 8 books were published while he was working for Tomen under a pen name to avoid being found out by his job. And speaking of his job, Okawa earned a particular reputation at his work as the ghost guy, or, in my opinion, the office weirdo. He claimed to see spirits possessing people around the office and offered to exorcise them for his coworkers. In June of 1986, his spirit suggested he retire from work, so he did. On July 15th, probably to the relief of his colleagues, Ryuho Okawa resigned from Tomen Corporation, and on October 6th, founded Kofuku no Kagaku, in English, Happy Science, and adopted the name we've known him by for the past 15 minutes or so, Ryuho Okawa. And the rest is chaos. Chaos that we'll be exploring after the break.
Hi, hello. How are you doing?
Hello.
We're checking in.
This is the check-in.
How fun is that?
I mean, I'm having a fucking wild-ass time over here.
We want to say hello to anyone who's listening, supporting the show, spreading the good word.
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to call out an unlikely listener. It's a doctor that my dad works with. My dad is a medical malpractice attorney, and he was talking to his friend and expert that he uses. Her name is Catherine Wenstrom. I want to say hello. Thank you for listening. What a strange connection. Very appreciative. She's a real professional.
And she
human.
Listens. She listens.
She's listened to us. Just send me your names and I'll say your name like I said this woman's name.
Do you want to be on a list?
You want to be on all the lists. All the lists.
You know who loves putting people on lists? A good list.
Oh.
The government.
Yeah.
Our government, the ghost town government.
Yes.
This person made the top 100, under 100 Forbes list.
What? That's so, what an elite list.
We're not on it.
No, that's true. Well, we're close to 100.
Charlie Gilbert.
Hello.
Making Popular Mechanics top 1,000 under 28?
Young as hell.
Kat Jozell.
Hello.
Highlights magazine from when you're at the dentist or the doctor's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Top 10 over 10. That would be Ashley Mattson.
Hello.
And
The list maker, the taste maker, the shot caller, the b-baller, the too taller.
What?
See you at the mauler. Who's made our list top one, well over one.
Number one and number one.
Number one over very number
selective,
one.
Very selective.
Our governor.
Avian Noble.
So you want no ads, no chit-chat, bonus episodes. You don't need a list. Mm-mm. Or if you do put it on the top of the list, go to patreon.com/ghosttownpod and you can binge. No ads.
No ads.
No nonsense. No lists.
No.
I mean, unless they're in the episode.
Yeah.
Like a hit list.
Yeah, unless it's like a fun list that you want to listen to. Otherwise, we're cutting the shit and you get just the
mainline
meat.
Right in you.
Yeah, you
right
just
in
get
you.
The good stuff.
You don't have to press skip ad.
Mm-mm.
It's not like Tubi or Freevee or whatever.
Oh, God.
Paramount Plus.
Oh, no, no, no. We're not like them at all in many ways.
They're successful. Yeah,
that's right. That's
They're
right.
successful business models.
Absolutely. Before we get back to it, I want to say one more thing, which I forgot to mention previously on our Wednesday episode. We did a Friday episode about the Green Day riot in Boston, and Christopher, Johnny Eponymous, friend of our show, we're friends of his show. He was actually there. He said via Instagram, I got to watch the Green Day riot from Emerson's student union. It was hilarious at first, safe across the road and eight floors up. And that makes sense to me. And I asked him, you know, did it seem dangerous? He said it was when the wave of frat boys moved towards the stage at the beginning of the set. You could see them pushing through like salmon, angry salmon. Billy Joe egged them on. So I think that's another thing that we kind of talk about in the podcast, the participation of Green Day with this riot and what have you. And we have proof, egged them on, created this massive hysteria that we still talk about today. Pretty crazy.
I want to hear from the frat bros up front before I make any decisions.
Yeah, you're good.
So
good.
I know you're listening, frat bros. Call on in.
Very good, very good. Let's get back to Japan.
Yeah.
Let's get out of Boston, back to Japan, where things are happening. Things are happening in real time. Okawa, now the founder of a brand new religion, really stepped up into his role as God. According to Vice, the group's teachings are, quote, a mashup of New Age thinking, far-right nationalism, and self-help advice. Okawa's first lecture took place on November 23, 1986, not long after he quit his job. In 1987, the foundation of the Happy Science teachings were laid out in even more books, this time more philosophical than ghost dialogues, called The Laws of the Sun, The Golden Laws, and Nine Dimension, Unveiling the Laws of Eternity. Lots of laws for a long time. And you know what? They were hits. According to Okawa himself, in order to be happy, you have to practice the fourfold path. Love that, one, gives, two, has wisdom, three, self-reflects, and four, progresses. The only requirement to join Happy Science and fulfill these tenets is that applicants must have, quote, the aspiration and discipline to seek the truth and actively contribute to the realization of love, peace, and happiness on Earth. But according to my research, you also have to believe in a bunch of other things, which you learn through qualification seminars that you pay for as you increase your rank in Happy Science. These other beliefs include angels, demons, hell, aliens, all overseen by a deity who lives on Venus named El Kentare. El Kentare was first born on Earth 330 million years ago and was worshipped using conduits with different names and cultures, including Elohim, Odin, Thoth, Osiris, Hermes, and Buddha, with, wait for it, Okawa himself as the current contemporary incarnation and mouthpiece. The media around Happy Science is what initially introduced me to the group. The group professes to have more than 10 million followers in over 166 countries and an annual estimated income of around $45 million a year, which gives it a large budget to make a lot of anime. A lot of very cool-looking anime that's actually very widely regarded by Japanese anime readers, but some of the messages are very controversial and very specific. There's one, quote, historic video showing dinosaurs being chased by UFOs into extinction. Another, called The Faith Quest in Spatial Ages, The Hidden Truth About Aliens and the Universe, Okawa himself talks the viewer through various breeds of aliens that we might expect to meet. He goes on to say that because there are Wookiees in Star Wars and Na'vi in Avatar, George Lucas and James Cameron have both definitely come into contact with aliens. This aesthetic continues through the Happy Science print media. In one of their more popular recruitment pamphlets, Happy Science explains that Heaven is a nine-dimensional manga cloud filled with talking trees, cows, and a witch. The ninth dimension, Heaven, has all of the spiritual heavy hitters: Jesus, Confucius, Moses, Buddha. Oddly enough, Muhammad is shown in the far less cool eighth dimension. Accessing celebrity, spiritual and cultural, is a big part of the Happy Science mythology. Happy Science then filled stadiums with ceremonies that blended theatrical cosplay and what looked like revelation. Okawa might leap from behind a mock UFO wearing angel wings as smoke machines sent fake smoke into the audience. And of course, the channeling continued with Okawa connecting with all kinds of famous people, dead and alive, including Freddie Mercury, Barack Obama, and Steve Jobs. In the mid-1990s, Happy Science had a rivalry with another religious group called Aum Shinrikyo, a doomsday cult most famous for carrying out the deadly Tokyo subway sarin attack in 1995 and the Matsumoto sarin attack the previous year. Aum Shinrikyo, which proved very handy with deadly gases and liquids, attempted to stalk and kill Okawa to thereby squash Happy Science. Then, in 1995, launched an attack on the Tokyo subway with sarin nerve gas, killing 13 people and injuring thousands. But Happy Science persisted, even thrived. It soon had ministries in not only Japan, but South Korea, Brazil, Uganda, the UK, Australia, India, and Singapore. Famous Japanese actors, including 22-year-old actress Fumika Shimizu, quit acting to devote themselves to Happy Science full-time. All of these promotions and speeches and events and spiritual classes and the profits of the books, over which there are 500, the most are just transcribed lectures, but still, fed into the political branch of Happy Science, the Happiness Realization Party. Started in May of 2009, this right-wing political party was founded by Okawa, quote, in order to offer the Japanese people a third option for Japan's elections that were held that August. This group supported Japanese military expansion, the use of nuclear deterrence, and denial of historical events such as the Nanjing Massacre in China and the Comfort Women issue in South Korea. The Happiness Realization Party, and by extension Happy Science, in my opinion, is kind of a mashup of Trumpy conservatism and Scientology. The fiscally conservative, secretive, hostile to the media, very into reinforcing gender roles, hating immigrants and foreign neighbors, loving its own cryptic marketing campaigns, all structured around a tiered, pay-to-progress system of membership. In September 2019, a mysterious flyer went viral. It was titled, quote, No Deal Brexit, Margaret Thatcher's Message from Spirit World. It advertised an event that promised to answer the burning questions of the day about Margaret Thatcher, like, was she an angel or devil? Where is her spirit now? Her current messages to people in the UK, and what does she think about the current Brexit issue? For £5, people gathered in the UK Happy Science headquarters to watch, drumroll please, a video of Ryuho Okawa summoning Thatcher's spirit and embodying her, a video that was made just 19 hours after she died in 2013. Attack Korea, Thatcher advised, via the body of Okawa, and attack China, attack, Japan must attack. She then says she cannot for the life of her understand why the Japanese don't use nuclear weapons. Quote, just buy them from the USA or the UK. This is just one of what Happy Science calls its seances, of seeing Okawa in person or on tape do his good old, time-tested channeling of famous people and having them speak to the masses. Of course, the messages were always in alignment with Happy Science's fiscal, spiritual, and political belief system. And things got even weirder, if you can believe it, during the pandemic. Ryuho Okawa claimed to receive messages from a trio of extraterrestrials called R.A. Goal, Metatron, and Yadetron, as well as the guardian angels of Boris Johnson, John Lennon, and Angela Merkel, about the origin of the novel coronavirus. According to Happy Science, the virus was created as a bioweapon by the Chinese government in Wuhan, and then unleashed by a UFO to punish communists for their godless ways. It spread to other heathen lands by way of godlessness. Okawa, once a lover of the English language, was still publishing books, but told readers to not let foreigners read the spiritual messages and to not translate the messages into English, Chinese, or Korean. He said that foreigners should not know about these important messages until the time is ripe. Yet still, Happy Science, through its understanding of what the coronavirus actually is, had pushed expansion and, of course, varying paid tiers of COVID protection. In one video clip, Okawa advised, "You must knock out the coronavirus with your El Cantare belief." In another, he says, "It will become like out with the demons, in with the good fortune." You can buy his book, Spiritual Reading of Novel Coronavirus Infection Originated in China, online. And there are also DVDs and CDs of the spiritual leader lecturing on the topic of COVID-19. Followers say that Okawa's voice alone is able to boost the listener's immune system. For an even greater perspective and curative effect, Okawa introduced special anecdotal blessings designed specifically for COVID-19. They were originally conducted in private at Happy Science locations in exchange for donations between $100 and $400. Quote, "It's amazing. We're seeing people being cured," Yushi Hagimoto, a Happy Science minister in New York, told the New York Times. The New York location also offered some of Happy Science's more famous titles, including Alien Invasion, Seven Future Predictions, and Spiritual Message from the Guardian Spirit of Donald Trump. Created in 2013, Happy Science's YouTube channel, called The Fact, has continuously presented a mix of newsreels and talk show segments to its roughly 170,000 subscribers. During the last U.S. presidential election, though, things were getting pretty right-wing, as you can imagine, with a segment called things like, quote, "Who planned the fraudulent election?" Just as real as these campaigns are the criticism around Happy Science. Some say the religion is a huge pyramid scheme, and the real reason Okawa originally discouraged international translation of his books was because these books contained a significant amount of plagiarism. Meanwhile, Okawa's own son, Hiroshi Okawa, once primed as the successor of Okawa, the future of Happy Science, is now one of the religion's most outspoken critics. Hiroshi said of his father, quote, "He claimed to have received the messages of God. He relentlessly lied to his followers. I believe what my father does is complete nonsense." Happy Science's claims of millions of members also seems unlikely. When Okawa's first wife, Kyoko, left the group in 2011, she told press outlets that estimated real membership was really around 30,000 people. Of course, Okawa denounced his estranged family as demonic. But Happy Science expansion has slowed, with the highly publicized New York temple and shop closing not long after the beginning of COVID. Still, even today, many events are offered in my area, both remote and online, which range from book clubs to study groups to deep meditations. And of course, Happy Science is still administering spiritual vaccines, which can be bought and applied remotely for a very reasonable price.